South Australian racing today heads to Narra Court. Nadia Horn's done the form for us there. Nadia, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Eight races on the program at Narra Court today. Track ratings are good four. First leg is a 58 over the 1,200 metres. 2 and 6 of the scratchings. 8-3 of Sin for Jake Toroke, $2.60. Tasani at $3.80. After You at $5. Jaywick, $8. $8.50. Wild Willy out to Golden Ripples at $11.
Yeah, look, I'm keen on the one Sanasi, who does come off of a recent last start win. It was a good effort on that occasion in a race over 1,200 metres where it was able to get up and score. This looks actually probably a bit easier. There doesn't look to be any world beaters in this, and I'm expecting to get a pretty good run throughout. So I'll stick with the one. I've got the 8-3 Asinin as the main danger, who is the 3-year-old filly tackling the older horses off of a win and a maiden. 9 After You for third with the addition of Blinkers, and then we've gone out to number 3, Willy, who is deep into a preparation. 1, 8, 9, and 3, race 5.
Race number 6 is a 62 over 1,000 metres. Scratching is 5. Kev's Girl, a short price favourite, $1.95. Wandu Bell, $4.40. Desert Spirit, $6.50. Atomic Wizard, a $7 chance.
Well, this is an interesting horse, Kev's Girl, who comes from over the border. A 3-year-old filly who does tackle the older horses. Has only had one run to date, was the winner at Terang. The track had a bit of give in it on that occasion when the winner over 1,000 metres. And you have a look at the win and the data that it was able to run. Look, it did rank pretty well for the meeting, like the 7th best last 800 on par for the entire program there at Terang. The horses obviously had a bit of a break since. First up in this event today has only virtually got to replicate what it was able to do, and you would feel that with its racing pattern that it's got a bit of speed, it's going to be right up there from the draw. So, look, I'm happy to stick with the 6. Number 3, Atomic Wizard, I have in as the danger. He was only just beaten first up from a break, 4 weeks between runs. It'll be suited by a nice tempo. 2, Wando Bell for third off of a recent victory, and 4, Desert Spirit next pick. I've gone 6, 3, 2, and 4, race 6.
Race number 7 on the program, a benchmark 68 over 2,000 metres. 11 is the scratching. Kashaka is the favourite here, $2.30. Exalted Beast, $2.50. Omazina at 7. Bronski, 10. Rumbro at $14.
I'm keen on number 3, Kashaka. I do think that she looks one of the better bets on the program here today. Look, she's had quite a few runs now this campaign, but I think that the important part about her is that she reached a new career peak at her effort at Terang last start, where she was just off tempo and, you know, she was only beaten under a length in the run home, and that was in a much tougher race. It was a race where she was trapped wide, she really did cover a heck of a lot of ground. Let us hope it hasn't taken too much off her, but she does get a 2 kilo claim in this race here today, which does see her pretty well in. So I'm happy to stick with the 3. I've got number 2, Exalted Beast, in as the danger. He's just a rock-hard fit horse who puts in every time he goes around, so there's no reason to suggest why he can't run up to his similar type of figures. 1, Brigadier, next pick. It's fit for 1 run back from a break, and then out to the 8, Omizna. I've gone 3, 2, 1, 8, race 7.
Race number 8 on the program is a 1,430-metre benchmark 64. 12 and 13 come out here. Noble Rocks is the favourite at $5.50. Fagir at $6, $6.50. Olatunji. Impulsive Diablo at $7, $7.50. Manhattan Arch and Bubble Wrap, an $8.50 chance.
I found this a very challenging race, Brendan. Look, I'm going for 4 Rebellious Lord just on an each-way basis. The Victorian who comes from over the border. Look, he's been a winner of 4 from 32 and a lightly raced career for a 7-year-old, so it's fair to say that he has had a fair few issues. He ran in a race at Swan Hill last time out. Look, I didn't think his rating that he ran to was too bad on that occasion, and he sort of runs to those similar type of figures in most of his events. Now, you look at him today, he's drawn okay. He's probably going to get back a bit, but just at the each-way price, I'm prepared to think that he's over the odds, so I've gone for him. I've got number 5, Noble Rocks, in as the danger, who does come off of a last start win. 2, Olatunji, who is a lot better than its recent form suggests, and it is fitter for the 3 runs back this preparation. And 7, Manhattan Arch, the next pick. I did find this a very tricky race, though. I've gone 4, 5, 2, 7 in the last.
4, 5, 2, 7. You would have thought Rebellious Lord must be going okay, Nardy, because surely there'd be a race for him at Warrnambool over the 3 days coming up, but they've elected to jump over the border. He looks a nice price today.
Well, exactly. That's what I would have thought. Like, and you know, you had a meeting yesterday over the border with that program of racing at Horsham. We've got one coming up, you know, next Saturday at Donald. So there's a fair few races and Warrnambool. So there's a lot of racing in the area. So the fact that they've elected to go over the border with it, and obviously Luke Williams going over to ride too, and he doesn't have many other rides on the meeting, you know, you would suggest that, you know, a few reasons why it looks over the odds of the $12.
Best value quality and play for Narracourt, please.
I think the best bet comes up in race 7. I'm pretty keen on Kai Shaka, race 7, number 3. Obviously, the horse we like at odds is that horse in the last race, 8, number 4, Rebellious Lord. And for our quaddy, we'll go 1, 3, 8, 9 in the first leg, 1 out the 6 in the second, 2 and 3 in the third leg, and runners 1, 2, 4, 5 and 7 in the last leg. And as far as the play of the day, we'll take an all-up race 6, number 6, into race 7, number 3.
Best of luck today, Nadia.
Thanks, Bennett.